On this day, 2nd June 1921, MPs talk of murder. In the House of Commons yesterday, Mr. Oswald Mosley, Labour, asked the Chief Secretary as to the fatal wounds of Patrick Goffin, aged 7 years, of Ballinagree, County Cork, by a shot fired by a soldier. Sir Hammer Greenwood said this very sad case was the result of a very tragic mistake. Troops were patrolling rough ground in the mountainous country where a flying column of rebels were supposed to be operating. Captain Wedgwood Ben Liberal, will any compensation be paid to the relatives of the infant boy shot by your agents? This was followed by uproar. Christian MP advocates murder. Speaking at a unionist demonstration at Dungannon, Mr. William Coote, MP said that although they were in a minority in those counties, they had beaten the combined Sinn Féin and nationalist forces. He said the operations of the murderer would have to stop. They would not allow the constabulary to be shot from behind hedges. Where one USC constable was shot down, they would put down three Sinn Féiners. Loud cheers. He was speaking as a Christian. Man shot dead from crowd leaving Craig meeting. Evidence of a remarkable character was given by police at a coroner's inquiry into the circumstances attending the death of John Smith, 29, of Seaford Street, who was fatally shot during disturbances on the Newtown Ards Road. Mr. Smith, a decorated ex-soldier, was proceeding home. It was shown that part of an orange procession returning from Sir James Craig's meeting at the Oval in defiance of police warnings proceeded through the Catholic district. According to a constable, members of this mob acted in a disorderly manner, and in the course of a riot, a special constable was arrested for firing a revolver. The coroner strongly denounced the action of the unionist crowd. District Inspector Spears, REC, said that the deceased was standing on Mount Pottinger Road when he received a bullet wound in the head. The police observed a man firing in the crowd and he was taken into custody. He was in plain clothes and it subsequently transpired that he was a special constable on duty. Head Constable Johnstone said, as the unionist crowd of 200 or 300 came towards Bridge End, they broke into a rush. He noticed men rushing out of houses, some carrying sticks. The foreman said he knew the deceased to be an inoffensive young man. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As the violence rumbled on, the unionist premier had no words of condemnation for his supporters who left his meeting to invade a neighbouring Catholic district, nor for the sectarian rhetoric of his orange colleague from South Tyrone.